thing that they found was that there were a lot of different angles you could look at something at, from which you could look at something. You could look at it at 10 of 2, and you could look at it at 2 o'clock and 10 after 2. You could look at it from here, you could look at it from here, and you could look at it from there. From above and from the middle and from below and the right and the left. So therefore, why not try to make a composite of all the views and break the object up into all sorts of angles from above and from below, and get a collage of all the different perspectives you might have on a still life, and try and paint that. So this was part of futurism. Futurists travel in Italy and in Russia, particularly in Italy, the futurist painters tried to paint an object in motion. Have anybody of you seen the Boccioni or Balla, paintings by Boccioni or Balla, which do that? Famous painting in the Museum of Modern Art called The City Rises, I think 1907 or so, which actually would show one arm in many different positions going all the way down, so it's like a blur almost, but in bright red expressionist colors. Cezanne did something very similar, and similar to Gauguin's cut-up, actually. What they did was try to take three or four different angles of a table with a guitar and a piece of fruit and a bowl on it. Four different angles painted simultaneously all at once. So there are a lot of different art movements. One was creationism, which Paul Vincenzi Vidogro had something to do with. Vidogro having been a friend of Ugaretti and of Apollinaire. Simultaneism. You try to expand your consciousness by seeing things simultaneously from many different directions. There was an experiment that cut up with Dadaism came on around that time also. Some of the first futurist experiments with interrupting thought forms, juxtaposed thought forms, or newspaper headlines, or texts, or pictures.